Hello, everybody. Christmas Eve at St. John's Birkdale. It's the morning service, and we're continuing the theme, The Life of Jesus from Cradle to Grave. My name is Roy Doran. I'm sharing part four with you, Jesus Became God as Man. But let me remind you, week one, Sally spoke about the expected Jesus, and she referred to the prophet Isaiah, who 700 years before proclaimed the coming of Christ. Why? Well, the purpose being to bring people who have been walking in darkness into the light. In the week following, Christine spoke about the planned birth of Jesus. Now, this was no mistake made by any human involvement, but by a loving God who put all things into place just at the right time and in the right situation, and also in order to fulfill the prophecies which God had given to some 322 human voices over previous generations. Last week, of course, Lucy spoke about the announcement to some of the humblest people of their time, they being the shepherds. Now, it's interesting, it wasn't to those who were in leadership of the nation, or indeed the religious people of the time, but to the ordinary person. Why should this happen in this way? Because the message was for all mankind and not just for the so-called elite. So I wanted to share with you today that this was no ordinary child who was going to be born. He was and is today the Son of Man, the creator of the universe, the saviour of the world. Now, it's vital at this point to say that no human being could ever be able to do this, because all of mankind have the failings of sin. Why? Because we're human beings and we all fail. So it needed someone who was sinless. And of course, the one who was sinless was the one that could transform and save us. And so this needed to be a sacred task. This is why the virgin birth was so necessary, because the seed of conception came from God through the Holy Spirit. This can only ever be possible through someone who is God. So this means that Jesus is God himself, planted into a human mother, making her the recipient of this sacred seed. So as a result, this makes Jesus God as man. Now, I'm sure that many of you will be aware of the false gods that are all around. We see them in garden centres and other places, such as Buddha, for one, and there are many others. In fact, it is interesting to know that there's some 8,747 people who claimed to be holy and claimed to be something that they're not. They claim to be God. Why? Well, because, of course, they are deceivers, being used by the evil one to distract people from being saved by Jesus. Now, all these people, so-called man-made gods, were born under the normal process of fertilization between man and woman. But Jesus wasn't. Jesus was born to a young virgin girl whom God has chosen for this particular purpose. And the man had not been anywhere near her sexually because she was still a virgin. Now, people might say, well, this is not possible. And you're right, it's not in human terms, but with God, anything is possible. Let's just listen to what the Bible says concerning this amazing birth. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Now, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfil what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So here in reality is what was foretold and how it was going to take place. No human sexual contact was necessary. This was God in action through the Trinity. Here was the true God coming into our darkness in order to save each one of us from remaining in a place of darkness for eternity. Because of this miracle birth of the Saviour, we had the glorious opportunity to become the people God originally intended us to become at the time of creation. Now, even Mary would have struggled with this initially, but for God's engagement with her, recorded in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, when an angel of the Lord visited Mary to explain to her what was going to happen. Now, it records that Mary was greatly troubled by the words and the angel had said to her, but she responded, and she responded in great faith. This is what she said: I am the Lord's servant, may it be to me as you have said. So despite all her fears, Mary became the human mother of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. But we need to stop and think for ourselves about this amazing event in the world's history. God has come for a purpose, and this purpose is to save mankind from living in darkness forevermore. Now you might think that you don't live in darkness, but you see, in reality, each and every one of us do. The fact is that we all, in our humanness, sin, which means that we do live in darkness. So what's the answer to our problem? The answer is to become children of the light. And Jesus is the light of our darkness, so each and every one of us need him. Now, I really love Christmas and all the wonderful displays we can see around us. But despite all these lights and beauty of Christmas, they can become a deception to the true meaning of what Christmas is really about. For many are caught up simply in the glitter and continue to live their lives actually still living in darkness. You can see by this that the way people live and behave do not only abuse themselves, but all those people they relate with in other ways. People need to give God the space to change them into the likeness of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is an ongoing transformation, and it's not a one-off experience. So it's a daily renewal of our faith and our walk with the Lord. Now, it may be that some people have made their annual pilgrimage to a Christmas service somewhere, and of course you're always very welcome. And it's great for those who have come to us this morning to have us here in St. John's in Birtdale. But we've come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who came to us some 2,000 years ago in the form of a baby in a stable in Bethlehem. You see, it's in him that we can have the gift of life. But to receive such an amazing life-saving gift, we need to open ourselves up to him and journey with him for the rest of our lives. What an opportunity, and the most amazing gift we can have, which is to open our lives up to him, to really think what this baby born in a manger really is. And like Mary, accepting what God is doing today in many people's lives. So what's he doing? Well, he's bringing them out of darkness into a new and living relationship with him. So one final thing I would ask you, and it's this. Where do you stand in all of this? Can you say, like Mary did, let it be to me according to your word? I hope so. Merry Christmas.